I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show. Do something. The last thing you want to do is find yourself doing nothing, and then the day after your career's over, you ain't got nothing to do, nowhere to go, and no ideas. And then you'll remember that I told you this.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
How would you like to be on the hot seat live with me, Dre Baldwin, right here on this podcast? If you think you have a challenge, a problem, or something that I can help with in any way through a live one-on-one dialogue that the whole world will hear, go to DreAllDay.com/hot, H-O-T, to fill out the application to be on the hot seat and be on the Work On Your Game podcast, where I will help you solve your problem and handle your challenge. That's DreAllDay.com/hot for the hot seat. The Work On Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by the Mental Workbook. Learn how to plan your days, condition your mind, and set your goals properly for the rest of your life. Find out more and get your Mental Workbook at DreAllDay.com/workbook. Congratulations, you are tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you have expected has yet to arrive at the scheduled date and time. And on top of all this, we throw a huge dose of personal initiative, the go-getter energy for you to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, and the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. And today's topic, I want to talk to the athletes here today. I mean, I think I talk to the athletes every day, but one thing I want to tell you today is that sports is only part of your job. When you are playing your sport, it is only part of your job. I was speaking to, there's a group of athletes I was about to speak to once, and before the actual presentation earlier in the day, I'm having lunch with a couple of the organizers of the event. And I asked them, I said, well, you're having this event where you bring these people in to talk to these athletes about certain topics. How do they actually feel about it? How do the players feel about the fact that these events are taking place? Are they excited for them? Are they interested in hearing what these people have to say? Where are they mentally coming into this from your experience? And she said, they just want to play ball. So they don't really want to be here and listen to this. They really don't want to hear all these presentations. And it was important for me to know that because I'm used to speaking to voluntary audiences. I'm used to speaking to audience of people who have chosen to be in the room to listen, such as yourself. I don't usually even choose to speak to audiences of people who didn't really want to be there, who kind of had to listen to it. I'd rather speak to audience of people who have self-selected and say, you know what, I want to hear what you have to say, and go ahead and say, I came here to hear what you have to say. But anyway, that's the reason that I thought of this here today. That's one of the reasons why I thought of it. Another reason is, I think we all know a few months ago there was a situation where LeBron James made some comments. I think it was around the All-Star game. Him and Kevin Durant made some comments, political comments, well, talking about policies. They were saying some negative things, critical things about President Donald Trump. And this woman on Fox gets on her show and she says LeBron needs to shut up and dribble. That's the part that everybody remembered, right? Shut up and dribble. Then people came out and said, no, we won't shut up and dribble. Some people said it was a race thing. Some people said it was a sports thing. Some people said it was a Fox News thing. Some people said it was a white person thing. Who knows? It doesn't even matter what it was. The reason why I'm even bringing that up is because even though this woman, I believe, I read the very next day on social media, I read that she does this kind of shut up and fill in the blank, shut up and sing to a singer, shut up and act to an actor, shut up and podcast to a podcaster. That's kind of her shtick, something that she always does, but I don't think many people even noticed that or found out about that or cared about that. I think a lot of people looked at it not only as a, whether it was a white black thing, but also as an athlete thing. That you athletes, look, you play a sport, you play football, baseball, basketball, hockey, whatever. That's the only thing that you know. You don't know anything about this other world or anything else that's going on. Just play your sport. So it was kind of like playing on the dumb jock stereotype. The athlete that doesn't know anything but their sport stereotype. That stereotype has been around for a very long time. I mean, back in the 80s and the 90s, there was the jock stereotype of just the person who knows sports, but they don't know anything else. And this stereotype, I think, still exists to some extent in our world today, not because of Kevin Durant or LeBron James or anybody on Fox News or even any particular individual. It exists because there are many athletes out there, and I know this firsthand because I am an athlete myself. There are many athletes out there who only want to play their sport and they don't want to be responsible for anything else. Now, that doesn't mean that they're dumb, doesn't mean that they're stupid and that they don't know anything. But if you don't want to take responsibility for certain things, then there are certain things that are going to affect the things that you actually do want to take responsibility for. And I talked about this a few episodes back when I was talking about what an athlete needs to be. Well, I've said this in many episodes, actually, what athletes need to be responsible for. If you want to be a professional, you don't only have to take care of the discipline for your game and your training and doing everything that the team requires, but also got to make sure that everything you're doing when you're not with the team or not playing the game, make sure all that stuff is in order. Because if any of those things gets too out of order, that could jeopardize the very opportunity that you're working on, which is playing your sport. And that makes sense, right? So you got to make sure that you're being responsible for everything. And playing the sport, all you athletes out there, that is only part of your job. That's not the whole job. That's not all you do. Now, even though being an athlete's a full-time job, as a professional at least, it's a full-time job. And if, even for amateurs now, we have club teams, you got all types of training. Now you can go online and watch pros train. So athletes just want to train, work out, and make sure they stay ahead of the curve so they don't get passed up by other athletes who are trying to get to the same point that they're getting to. I get that. But understand you got some other responsibilities outside of playing a sport. That's what we're going to talk about here today. Number one. When you are an athlete, I don't care what level you're playing at, you must know the requirements and standards for both your level and your next level. Know the requirements and the standards for your current level, where you are, and the next level that you're going to. This is especially important for college athletes. I've had many prospective college athletes or aspiring college athletes come to me and ask, well, Dre, what kind of GPA do I need, or what kind of grades do I need, or will my credits transfer if I come from outside of the USA to play in the NCAA? They ask me about NCAA playing requirements, and I'm looking at the message and I'm like, dude, what the hell are you asking me for? The NCAA has a website. Why don't you go on it and find out what the hell is going on? It's your job. This is your life. This is a thing that you want to do with your life. You need to go do the research on it. You need to know what those requirements are. You need to know the standards. You should know them by memory. You should know exactly what GPA you got to get. You should know the exact grade that you need to get on standardized tests. You should know exactly how many classes you need to have passed in high school. You need to know what each school's individual requirements are. Know what that coaching staff requires. You need to know all of this stuff by memory if you're trying to get to the next level. Wherever you are, whatever that next level is, you need to know the requirements. People ask me, well, Dre, how old do you got to be to try out for the D League or the G League? Or do you have to have gone to high school? People ask me these kind of questions that they should be getting the information for. Not only because it's free and available to you if you just use this website called google.com, but also because this is something that you claim you want to do. And you're trying to do something. This is not like getting a job, you know, doing the fries at McDonald's. There are thousands of people, hundreds of thousands, millions of people trying to get the same position that you're trying to get. You think you're going to kind of half-ass and lollygag into this and you're still going to get it? You're not even disciplined enough to go get the information, but you think you're going to beat out 900,000 other people who are trying to get the same spot as you? You're not. So you got to know what are the requirements and standards where you are right now. You should know everything about what's going on where you are right now. And you need to know everything about where you're trying to get to next, because you're trying to get there. How can you get there if you don't even know what's required of you? You get there, then you realize there's something that was required you didn't know about. You didn't do anything, and now you can't do it. Now you're like, well, nobody told me. Nobody was supposed to tell you. It is your job to know that. If you're in high school right now, if you're a high school student, I don't care if you play sports or not. If you don't know what the requirements are for you to go to a certain college, for you to be in that certain college and, you know, academically in good standing the first day that you get there, what are you doing? What are you really about if you're in high school right now, especially you athletes? If you're a high school athlete, because that's what today's topic is about, and you don't know the requirements, the NCAA eligibility requirements for you to participate in a sport as a freshman, what the hell are you doing? Why are you on social media? Why are you logging into Snapchat 35 times a day? You don't know the requirements for you to play your sport as a freshman. How is that? How does the coach at that school not know your name if you're trying to go play there at the next level? You're a senior in high school right now. How are you in college and you don't know what's required? Somebody came to me once and said, Dre, you know, I'm in college, or maybe they didn't play in college, but they want to play professional basketball. They're like, well, Dre, I'm trying to figure out how to try out for the G League, but I can't find the information. I'm like, what the hell are you doing on Instagram writing me a direct message you don't know how to try out for the G League? How is that? I mean, you obviously know how to read and write. You know how to use the internet, and you have a phone. These are all things that I can assume based on the fact that you sent me a direct message. So how could you not find the information for something that you're trying to do that 100,000 other people are trying to do at the exact same time? How are you possibly going to beat them out? Oh, you think because you got a lot of game. Listen, I don't know how well the kid could play. I have no idea who he was. But if he don't have the discipline to even do the basics, listen, you ain't going to have the discipline to beat out 100,000 people trying to get that same spot. I can guarantee you that. I could save you a whole lot of time, effort. I could save you the $150 tryout fee. You might as well not even go, because you ain't even taking yourself seriously. All you athletes, wherever you are right now, the next level that you're trying to get to, if you don't know exactly what is required of you, and again, this ain't your coach's job. It is not somebody on the internet's job to direct you to the information. It is not your mom or your father's job to direct you. It's not one of your teammates. It's not the next level's job to come and tell you. It is your job to go find this information, because wherever you are right now in any sport, if you're trying, whatever that next level is, I guarantee you they got a website. I guarantee you all the information is available, and I guarantee you that they're on social media and they got email addresses and maybe even a phone number. If there's some information that you absolutely need that you quote unquote can't find, you better go ask them. You better go straight to the source and get that information. This is not a game. It's a game, but it's not a game. This is the thing that all you athletes really got to understand. It is a game, but it's not a game, because you got so many people trying to do the same thing that you're doing. Any slacking off, any lack of discipline on your part is all the game needs to drop you off and leave you exactly where you are. Point number two. And today's topic is for athletes, sports is only part of your job. You must know what your next step is, athlete. What is your next step in your sport? What is your next step after your sport? Because we just talked about in point number one, what's the next step in the sport? For you to get to that next level, what do you got to do? When the sport's over, what's your next step? Now, a lot of athletes don't like to talk about this. Now, you might be 19 years old right now thinking about how you're going to go to the NBA, and I'm here talking about what are you going to do after you play sports. You're like, man, I'm trying to play for the next 19 years. I'm going to be twice the age I am now still playing my sport, and that's cool. But you're going to be out of the game before you're 40 years old. You might have another 50, 60, 70, maybe not 70, but 50 or 60 years to live. What does the rest of your life look like? What are you going to do when you're done with that sport? If you're the best of the best, you're going to play till you're 40. What if you're the average athlete and you only play for 3 years or 2 years or 5 years? You're not even going to be 30 years old and it'd be over. You're not even going to be 25 and it's over. What are you going to do then? Even if all you do right now, because maybe you're saying, well, look, Dre, you told me that being a pro athlete is a full-time job. How am I going to do anything else? How am I going to build a business or do any of these other things if I'm doing a full-time job of being an athlete like you said, Dre? Well, listen, this is what you do. Even if all you do is read a book, even if all you do is listen to the Work on Your Game podcast every single day, even if all you do is have a conversation once a week with a person who is doing something that you may be interested in doing every week, and you schedule it with that person, even if you got to pay that person, whatever you got to do, even if that's all you do, do something. This is the key point here for you athletes. I don't care how old you are, how much career you think you got in front of you. By a certain age, you're going to be done no matter how good you are. What's the rest of your life look like? The last thing that you want is to wake up the day after your career is over and not know what the hell you're going to do. You don't want that. So even if all you do is read a book, listen to a podcast, have a conversation with somebody who's already doing it, find a YouTube video of somebody who's already doing it, do something. The last thing you want to do is find yourself doing nothing, and then the day after your career is over, you ain't got nothing to do, nowhere to go, and no ideas. And then you'll remember that I told you this. Point number three. Today's topic, athletes, sports is only part of your job. And if you are in school, if you're an athlete who is in school, handle your academics. That is part of your job. That is 50% of your job, at least 50% of your job. Because if you don't take care of those, you can't play your sport. So if you don't take care of your academics, academics becomes 100% of your job because you won't have that other job of playing sports. You'll be out of it. You'll be kicked off the job. You'll be fired. If you are a professional or trying to become a professional, you're not in school, keep the rest of your life in order so as not to interfere with your sport. And that applies to the collegiate athletes as well, or the scholastic athletes. Make sure the rest of your life is in order. Who are you hanging with? What are you putting in your body? What are you doing to your body outside of playing your sport? Who are you spending time with? What are you putting in your mind? What are you doing with yourself? What are the places that you're at? What are the things that you're doing that could very well affect your athletic situation if you make the wrong decision, or if you're in the wrong place, or if it's the wrong time, or you're hanging with the wrong people? What decisions are you making outside of your sport? This is part of your job. See, you could be the best athlete out there, but if you're making bad decisions outside of playing your sport, outside of the game, and you got to remember, as an athlete, I mean, how many hours a day are you actually committed to your work? Maybe 2, 3, 5 at the most. I mean, even if you're training hard, 5 hours a day of training, you still got 19 hours to yourself, 8 hours of sleep. You got 11 hours to do whatever you want. What are you doing with that time? If you make bad decisions in that time, it'll ruin that other time. So this is part of your job, too. And if you're not treating it like a job, because when you have a job, what do? You have routines. You show up at a certain time every day. You got a certain way that you do things. You have a certain code of conduct, certain things that you will do, guaranteed, certain things that you will not do because it doesn't work for your job. You got certain requirements. You're holding yourself accountable. This is all without it. This is all without a boss. This is all just assuming that you don't have a boss. But let's just say that you did. These are all parts of that job, right? Now, when you are in a situation where there's no boss, no one watching over you, like as an athlete, there's no real boss. I mean, you got a coach, but the coach is not following you around all day. What are you doing? What decisions are you making? And are you treating it like a job? Are you treating it like a profession? Because if you're not treating it like one, I guarantee you, you will not become one. Let's recap today's topic. For athletes, sports is only part of your job. It is not your whole job. It's just part of your job. Point number one, know the requirements and standards for both your current level and your next level. If you're in high school, know what's required of you to be in college. If you're in college, you want to be pro, know what you need to do to be pro. Know the steps that you need to take. Know what you can start doing right now. If you don't know, you need to go find out. And you need to find out like today. Point number two, know what your next step is. When you are done with your sport, whenever that is, it could be next year. It could be next month. It could be 10 years from now. It could be 20 years from now. You're going to have a whole lot of life to live after that. And you don't want to wake up the day after is all over with nothing to do, nowhere to go, and no skills accumulated that you can apply to the rest of your life. You don't want to be that person who used to be something and you ain't nothing now. Point number three. If you are in school, make sure you handle your academics. If you are out of school or if you're in school, make sure the rest of your life is in order so as not to interfere with your sport. Has any of you ever known or heard of, or maybe you've been an athlete who had the rest of your life? Your game was good, but the rest of your life, there were some mistakes that you made, some things that you did not do properly, some things that you did not keep in order, and it cost you the opportunity or the thing that you were actually doing very well. If you can't find anybody like that, just ask around. I guarantee you won't have to look too long. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. People like you who listen to the Work on Your Game podcast, they also subscribe to and read The Daily Game. That's my daily email to give you some mental game for you to take with you through your day and through your life with 3 takeaways every single day that you can apply immediately. Subscribe to The Daily Game at DreAllDay.com/game. That's DreAllDay.com/GAME. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.